Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 22nd of February, recording at 9:26 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. In Asia, the stock markets were mostly firmer. China, the first day back after the New Year holiday, and following its after-hours announcement of the reserve requirement ratio hike that it imposes on banks, basically requiring them to increase their deposits, was down just a fraction. But we had very solid gains in Japan, Hong Kong, Australia, Taiwan, and Korea. Now, European stock markets were slightly easier here today, as was Wall Street and the Americas generally. A little bit of profit taking, everything well below 1%, though, in terms of percentages. Now, elsewhere, the government bonds, which have been soft recently, but were a little bit firmer today in Europe. The 30-year bond future is down slightly in the USA. The dollar is a bit mixed in here today, slightly firmer against the euro, but down against most of the currencies. But a very quiet day, I should emphasize. Precious metals had opened the day with modest gains, but lost those, so weakened, and then paired those declines. But gold, for instance, as I speak, is down 581 at 1,113.40. Silver down 20 cents. Platinum down 18, bringing it back to 1525. The industrial metals were a little bit easier. I think tin was an exception. And in the grain and bean complex was quite firm in here today. And one of the factors behind that was concern over wet weather in the South American growing regions. That's been a story or threat or concern that's been in the markets for a while and has helped them to stabilize recently. Okay, so what's going on here generally in terms of the big picture overall outlook? Well, in terms of the action that we've seen from stock markets, I would say that first, that it remains consistent with a normal correction in the sense that we saw so many of the important stock markets retreat back to the level of their rising 200-day moving averages, which represent an approximate trend mean for the cyclical bull trend that we've seen. And they have rallied steadily up off those lows, and some of them showing some useful upward dynamics, which supports the normal correction hypothesis. But a point I've made many times in these broadcasts is that when you get a mean reversion correction to the 200-day moving average, particularly when that has occurred from an overextended condition on the upside, and it's the overextended condition relative to the EMA that sets a market up for the correction because it's run ahead of itself too quickly, that inevitably that correction does some technical damage, minor technical damage, and inevitably that unnerves some investors. So you get an increase in uncertainty, and therefore when markets do rally off those 200-day MAs, as they do in a normal correction environment, and they will fairly quickly, in a week or two, they'll correct the short-term oversold condition and even move on those short-term stochastic measures, which you can find in the CHAR library. They can even create a short-term overbought condition all within that ranging activity. And that's pretty much where we are today. And so, as I've said before, I wouldn't be at all surprised if we saw a bit further ranging here overall. But significantly, and I touch wood on this as one with a long portfolio, we haven't seen any downward dynamics since we got down. We saw plenty of them in getting down to those 200-day moving averages, but subsequently, the dynamics such as there have been on the upside. Now, my best guess in this environment is that the main risk is that markets are just boring and range ready for quite some time. A number of investors would not be troubled by that, although we'd all like to see additional gains, I would imagine. But that's the main risk, that to just we get further sideways activity while people wait to see what's actually going to happen regarding the quantitative easing, monetary policy, what is going to happen to growth, and so on. So there are a lot of questions out there, as we know. There's nothing unusual in that or particularly sinister in any of that. On the bull plus column side, I would point out that monetary policy still remains extremely accommodative. I certainly wouldn't recall, or would not call a reserve requirement hike of 25 basis points, which we got from the Fed last week, as anything representing market tightening. And the Fed itself went out of its way to make that point. And inflation pressures, well, they are edging up a bit. Those are mostly coming from fuel prices at the moment. Crude oil, which I hadn't mentioned in my review, is steady here at this $80 level. Now, long-term, long-dated government bond yields have edged up a bit, most significantly in the UK. And now, of course, some of the troubled, indebted Euroland nations led by Greece, we had seen big jumps in the long-dated government bond yields there earlier in the month. But the UK gilt market has been quite weak for the last few weeks. So we're getting some upward pressure there, and the US rates themselves have been creeping up, but since significantly, we have not yet, at any rate, had a break above that, sustained break above that 4% yield level on the US 10-year treasuries that I have mentioned in the past. Now, I've referred to that level, that 4% level, a break above that will represent a caution, a yellow caution sign in my mind that we are moving into a different type of environment. And if we saw that rate, or when we see that rate eventually push up above the 5.5% level, then I think that will be a dangerous time for stock markets. Above 4%, a changing environment, but actually that might even favor the stock market in the short term, because you might get some switching from the government bond market into equities. So overall, the point I'm trying to make is that it's a reasonably benign environment for equities, but a fair amount of uncertainty around, and investors don't like that very much. So it may lead to more stop, watch, and wait type of activity in here. We will see. Now, in terms of the precious metals, the industrial metals, commodity sector generally, the action has been pretty good overall. The most fashionable sector to put out a sell recommendation on, or a profit-taking recommendation on, is the miners, which people seem to do repeatedly, whether or not they own them or not. And it's usually a mistake. The sector tends to perform quite well. Today was no exception. I like the action, generally. I like the action in the gold miners, generally. I think that precious metals could easily range higher over the next month or two, just to take a short-term time horizon on this, while we still remain in this favorable seasonal period overall. The grain and bean complex looks to me as if it's base building, and we are moving towards a period of seasonality where it's a bit more interesting. Late in the stage of the crop cycle in South America and moving in towards the sowing season in the North American markets. Now, so the commodity action generally is positive from a bullish perspective. It is not so strong as to be a major concern for equity investors generally, but it will eventually be a concern. Crude oil is the most important one to watch. At $80, we're up on the higher side of what has been a lengthy ranging phase overall. What will worry me, and there, investors, you've always got lots of worries. What will worry me eventually is when we see a move closer to the $100 level. That's not a crisis, but it's certainly moving out of the comfort, or would be moving out of the comfort zone. So all that lies ahead, and in the meantime, I think that well, I have yet to see any evidence that suggests to me that the cyclical bull in equities is over, but it's certainly taking a breather, and the downside risk, and I think probably the main downside risk of among known knowns and even known unknowns, is that we get more sideways activity. And I think that's pretty much it. So, all the best once again.